Welcome to the deep dive. Hey, everybody, and welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be tackling, I think, a question that a lot of you have probably thought about, and that is, does going solo really lead to more money and a better lifestyle than a traditional job?
Yeah, it's a question that's definitely on a lot of people's minds these days, especially with, you know, the way the whole working world is kind of changing so rapidly.
For sure. For sure. And we're going to explore this using insights from entrepreneur Art Munoz. And we're going to be pulling from two of his sources. One is his Revenue Like Clockwork newsletter, and then also a workshop that he did. So by the end of this deep dive, you should have a way better idea of the pros and cons of each path, you know, traditional job versus going solo, and hopefully that'll help you decide what might be the best fit for you.
Exactly. It's all about making informed decisions, right? And Munoz, he really brings up some interesting points that challenge some of the, you know, the classic ideas that we have about corporate jobs versus being a solopreneur.
Okay, so let's dig into this idea that corporate jobs equal stability, which, you know, you hear all the time, right? That's the big selling point. But Munoz is saying that a lot of times we don't really think about all the hidden costs that come with corporate life.
Yeah, he really breaks it down in his newsletter. He's like, look beyond just the number on your paycheck, right? Like, think about the daily commute, for example. Yeah. That can eat up a ton of your time and money, like gas tolls, parking, not to mention just the wear and tear on your car.
It's true. It's so easy to kind of forget about those expenses when you're laser focused on that salary number. Mm. And then there's the time too, right? All that time spent commuting, which could be spent on, you know, hobbies, family side hustles, you name it.
Absolutely. And then there's that thing that nobody really talks about, but it's kind of expected in a lot of corporate jobs, you know, unpaid overtime. You're working late nights, maybe even weekends, and you're not getting paid for it.
Oh, yeah. And all those extras that somehow just come with the territory of having a corporate job, like having to buy lunch every day, maybe needing a whole professional wardrobe, those work-related social events you feel obligated to go to, it all adds up.
Yeah, and you can't forget about the financial hit of job searching, too. You know, if you get laid off or if you decide to move on, you're going to be out of work for a while, and that can really hurt your bank account, especially if you don't get a good severance package.
That is such a good point.
Yeah.
All of this makes you wonder, what's the real value you're getting from your employer over the long term? You know, Munoz uses this phrase, employer lifetime value, or ELTV, to help us figure that out.
It's a way more complete picture than just looking at your salary every year. The ELTV takes into account all those hidden costs we were just talking about, and it also includes things like, you know, potential raises and promotions over the years you work there.
And he actually goes through a whole example in his newsletter where he looks at a hypothetical mid-level manager making $150,000 a year. And, you know, you factor in all those hidden costs and the likelihood that their salary might not increase that much over time, the ELTV is actually pretty low. It really makes you think twice about whether a corporate job is really as stable as we tend to think it is.
For sure. And it's not all about the money either, right? Corporate life can be super demanding. It can impact your personal time, your family, your stress levels. Those are costs that are harder to measure, but they're definitely there.
Totally. It's not just about the paycheck. So, okay, let's flip things around and look at this example Munoz uses of a solopreneur. He talks about someone who is also making $150,000 a year, but this time they're working as a consultant with multiple clients. What jumps out at you about this scenario?
Well, the big thing is the potential for growth and control. You know, as a solopreneur, you have more say over your pricing, what services you offer. So you can really adjust to the market and maximize your income potential. Like Munoz uses an example of a solopreneur who's able to grow their revenue by 10% every year, which is way more than the typical raises you see in a corporate job.
Right. And then on top of that, there are all these tax benefits that solopreneurs get that regular employees don't. You know, Munoz lists a bunch of deductions you can take, like for business expenses, home office costs. They can really reduce your taxable income.
Oh, yeah. Let's not gloss over those tax advantages. Like, for instance, as a solopreneur, you can usually deduct a chunk of your health insurance premiums, which is huge. You can also write off expenses for your home office, travel, professional development, even marketing. All of those deductions add up and they really lower your overall tax burden. So you get to keep more of the money you make.
Yeah. So it's like a double win, right? You have the potential to earn more, and then you also get to keep more of what you earn. It's like a huge boost to your ELTV. Make solopreneurship look even more appealing from a purely financial perspective.
Absolutely. And we can't leave out the lifestyle benefits either, right? That's a big part of why people go solo. No more soul-crushing commute. You set your own hours. You can work from anywhere. All of that can make a huge difference in your quality of life and your overall well-being.
So this is where things get really interesting, because in his workshop, Munoz actually challenges this whole idea of the lone wolf solopreneur. You know, that image of the entrepreneur grinding it out all alone. He actually says that collaboration is essential for growth, even when you're running your own business.
He calls it collaborative solopreneurship. It's about using connections and partnerships to achieve more success. And he breaks it down into three main pillars: technology, community, and mentorship.
And he uses some really great real-life examples to illustrate each of these pillars. Like, he talks about this graphic designer named Jane, who basically streamlined her entire business by using Dubsado, which is this client management platform. She was able to automate a lot of tasks, improve her communication, and free up a bunch of time to focus on the creative side of her work. It's almost like having a virtual assistant.
Right. And then he mentions this fitness coach named Mark, who uses Thinkific to create and sell online courses. That allowed him to reach a much bigger audience, scale his business, and generate passive income. It's a perfect example of how technology can help solopreneurs work smarter, not harder.
It's amazing to see how technology can be like this silent partner for solopreneurs, helping them do more with less effort.
It's all about leveraging the right tools to boost your impact and your efficiency. And then there's the whole community aspect. You know, Munoz is really big on the idea that solopreneurs don't have to do this alone. Joining a community of like-minded people can give you tons of resources, motivation, and just a sense of camaraderie.
He talks about his own experience being part of the Solo Build It community, which helped him stay focused and motivated when he was first starting out. It was a space where he could connect with other people who understood the unique ups and downs of being a solopreneur.
And he also recommends Intim School Project 24, which is this program that helps people build profitable online businesses in just 24 months. It's a great example of how a community-driven approach can lead to entrepreneurial success.
It really is amazing how much you can learn and achieve when you surround yourself with the right people. It's like having a built-in support system and a brainstorming team all rolled into one. But Munoz also makes the point that it's not enough to just passively join a group.
Exactly. You got to be active. You have to participate, ask questions, share your experiences, even be willing to disagree sometimes.
Yeah, it's about forming real connections and finding people who can push you to grow and think differently. And then finally, there's the role of mentors and advisors, which Munoz sees as super important for solopreneurs. He compares them to a GPS system for your business, guiding you through all the twists and turns of the entrepreneurial world.
He tells this story about Paul, who started a junk hauling consulting business. Paul decided to invest in mentorship from a seasoned consultant who gave him invaluable advice on pricing, client management, how to scale his business.
It's crazy how a little guidance from someone who's been there and done that can make such a big difference. This mentorship helped Paul spot and fix some crucial mistakes that he didn't even realize he was making, and that really helped his business grow faster.
It's all about tapping into the wisdom and experience of people who have already walked the path you're on. They can help you avoid common pitfalls, make better decisions, and reach your goals more quickly.
Munoz's point is that even though the idea of being a self-made entrepreneur is really appealing, trying to do everything by yourself can actually hold you back.
He really encourages solopreneurs to see collaboration as a secret weapon, a way to leverage the collective wisdom and support of their networks.
So how does this whole idea of collaborative solopreneurship challenge the way we usually think about teamwork?
Well, if we compare teamwork in a corporate setting to how it works for a solopreneur, there's some pretty interesting differences. In a traditional job, you're usually working with colleagues who have the same overall goals, right? You're all part of the same organization working towards the same objective.
But for solopreneurs, collaboration looks different. It's less about hierarchy and more about partnership.
Exactly. Your team might include clients, contractors, mentors, virtual assistants. It's a much more fluid and dynamic network. It's about building relationships with people who can contribute their own skills and perspectives to help you achieve your goals.
And this difference in team structure leads to some fascinating variations in how teamwork actually plays out. The sources we've looked at, including insights from Indeed.com and Knowledge at Wharton, highlight some key differences in areas like communication styles, decision-making processes, even how ideas are generated.
In a corporate setting, collaboration might involve brainstorming sessions, team meetings, shared responsibilities. Decisions often have to go through multiple layers of approval, which can slow things down.
But for a solopreneur, collaboration is much more agile and personalized. You're working directly with clients to figure out their needs, come up with solutions, and make decisions together. It's a more collaborative and back-and-forth process.
There's also a difference in what motivates people. In a corporate environment, your drive might come from performance reviews, bonuses, the possibility of getting promoted.
But for solopreneurs, motivation often comes from seeing the direct impact they have on their client's success. They get to see the results of their work firsthand and experience the satisfaction of helping others achieve their goals.
And that brings us to this really unique aspect of teamwork for solopreneurs. Even though you might be solo in the sense that you're running your own business, building strong relationships with clients, collaborators, and mentors is absolutely essential. Those relationships are the foundation of your success.
And this is where insights from someone like Derek Coleman become really relevant. He's talking about basketball, but his emphasis on the importance of teamwork in any setting really resonates with the solopreneur journey.
Coleman talks about how even when there are disagreements or challenges, the shared goal of winning brings a team together. It's about understanding each other's strengths, supporting each other's weaknesses, and working together towards a common vision.
And for solopreneurs, that win translates to helping their clients achieve their dreams. It's about nurturing those collaborative relationships, even when you're the one in charge.
This brings up an important question for all of you listening. What skills from traditional teamwork might you need to brush up on to succeed as a solopreneur? Are you good at actively listening? Can you adjust your communication style to different personalities? How are your conflict resolution skills?
Those are all valuable skills to develop no matter what career path you choose. But they become even more important when you're navigating the world of solopreneurship where collaboration is key.
Yeah, it's about realizing that even though you're a solopreneur, you're not in this bubble by yourself. Building strong relationships and having that sense of shared purpose that can make a huge difference in how effective you are as a solopreneur.
Muse's insights, they really kind of turn that whole image of the rugged individualist entrepreneur on the head, don't they?
Yeah.
He's saying that success isn't just about, you know, grinding it out all by yourself. It's about being strategic, about using your network and being open to collaborating with others.
Absolutely. He's advocating for a much more holistic approach to being a solopreneur, one that puts a premium on your own well-being as well as those meaningful connections you build. And, you know, this shift in perspective also changes how we think about that whole employer lifetime value thing.
Oh, for sure. When you factor in the financial pluses of going solo, like the potential to grow your income more quickly and those sweet tax deductions, and then you think about all the money you save on things like commuting and other corporate expenses, well, the ELTV starts to look a lot different.
Yeah, you start to see the real cost of a traditional job and you compare it to the potential benefits of forging your own path. And look, I'm not saying corporate jobs are bad or anything, but it's really important to make smart decisions. And to do that, you need to really understand what both options have to offer.
It's all about empowering yourself to choose the path that really lines up with your goals, your values, and how you want to live your life. So let's do a quick recap of what we've learned in our deep dive into Art Munoz's ideas. We've busted the myth of corporate stability. We've explored all the financial and lifestyle advantages of solopreneurship. And we've discovered how crucial collaboration is, even when you're going solo.
You know what I find so fascinating is how Munoz is encouraging us to see solopreneurship not as this isolated thing, but as a strategic combination of independence and interdependence. It's about using connections and resources to make a bigger impact and create a work experience that's truly fulfilling.
He's asking us to expand our definition of teamwork, to go beyond that traditional corporate model, and include a more diverse and dynamic network of people you work with.
And this leads to a really thought-provoking question that Munoz asks. Are you really embracing collaboration in your journey as a solopreneur? Are you actively looking for mentors, building that supportive community, and making the most of technology?
That's a question worth sitting with for a bit. Because in the end, it's those connections and collaborations that can make all the difference in achieving both the financial success and the fulfilling lifestyle you're after.
It's about recognizing that even though you're the one at the helm of your solopreneurship, you don't have to sail those seas alone.
Yeah, it's about building that support system that helps you get through tough times, celebrate those wins, and ultimately reach your goals with more confidence and resilience.
And that ties in perfectly with what we've been talking about, this idea that being a solopreneur isn't just about, you know, working for yourself. It's about creating a work life that aligns with what you believe in, what you want to achieve, and your own personal definition of success.
It's like finding that perfect balance between financial freedom and a lifestyle you love. And collaboration is a big part of getting there.
Exactly. As you keep thinking about all this, it's important to think about your own goals and what you want to achieve. What kind of lifestyle are you looking for? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? And how can collaborating with others help you get there?
Are there certain communities you could join mentors, you could reach out to tech tools, you could use to supercharge your solopreneur journey? Those are all good questions to ask yourself as you figure out this exciting path.
And remember, you get to decide what success looks like for you on your own terms. And by being open to collaboration and using the resources that are out there, you can create a solopreneur experience that's both rewarding and something you can sustain over the long haul.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. We hope this episode has given you a new way to think about solopreneurship and the essential role that collaboration plays in creating a fulfilling and successful journey.
Keep those ideas brewing, and until next time, happy collaborating.